Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. Here's my number. Call me, maybe.
That was a lot of work going into a clue.
Whatever happened to her? All right, we got a new character. We got a costume. Mm-hmm. We got our top three. Hopefully Ian had some trivia. And mm-hmm. I think we're done.
Great.
And you will, I'm sure, hate all of my top three, so.
Not necessarily.
You will absolutely totally hate my number one with a passion.
Okay.
Just warning you.
I will consider myself warned. All right. You will hate none of mine. Mine are all awesome.
Okay.
All my honorable mentions are awesome.
All my exes live in Texas.
I'd like to say none of my exes live in Texas, but I don't want to assume that for sure.
Yeah, I had one that used to live in Texas.
I don't know who's in Austin these days.
Yeah, just had to see who Lysico runs into while walking on the street.
I don't think I ever dated John.
Well, I'm just saying, he was walking down the street one day and just ran into one of my exes while he was living in Austin. So.
Oh, that sounds plausible.
That was many years ago. She no longer lives in Texas.
Okay.
All right, channel filled up in no time since we were running late, but I think Donkey Teeth was definitely in first. Of course, he was pounding on the door, so.
Donkey Teeth. is that number eight? Number's not right. This is the 303rd episode. Someday I'm going to learn how to edit these files. Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
All right. All right, greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 303rd Battalion of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I don't know. I forgot I already screwed up already. I'm Craig. I'm the Woolly Womp. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Bean 15. That's Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
This is the week of July 28th through August the 4th in the year that will never end. It just goes on and on, my friends.
Do you know how to spell courteous?
Get ready for the fall. With a C.
I know. That's as far as I got.
Oh, you are.
Ah, that looks better already. T-I-O-U-S?
I thought it was T.
T-E-O-U-S, right?
T-E-O-U-S. Ah, that looks fantastic.
That's how it sounds right, though. I don't know. Hit spell check. In your 5-day 4-star crash!
my liver!
As of last Wednesday, Ian had not yet attempted Melon Head. Did you Melon Head?
I did. I did. I attempted it. It was a total success.
All right.
Yeah, Electra totally murdered me, and then I tried again, and total opposite result.
The next one, I got murdered a lot. Hmm. I think I had to play Silk versus Misty 7 or 8 times.
Really? Mm.
I never knew what was happening. I don't know how Silk works at all. All I know is that nothing happens. I'm punched and I'm dead.
I know exactly how Silk works and have used her several times. And still lost the first 2 times because that punch just punched me out of the game. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I lost twice, won it on the third time. But
assuming you have your Silk champed?
Yeah, she's champed and spec'd the way I wanted. And I still lost twice. So I don't doubt you lost.
Yeah, mine is not times. Champed. Yeah, I think it took, like I said, I think it took me 7 or 8 tries before I finally won.
Well. Congrats on winning.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say,
it was rough.
Mine's like a 1-0-0.
You got no chance.
No chance.
Coming up number next after that, though, is my good old friend Scott fighting the Hulkbuster. I'm sure you can Scott your way to victory.
Yeah, that guy's super.
Thanks for asking. in your story land, Cosmic Chaos is running. That'll get you Daredevil, a Lizard, and some Green Goblin shards. Placement is Mantis with some Havoc shards. That's followed up by Lost in Time. That'll get you Black Widow, Mantis, the Havoc. Placement is Pirate Kate and Shards for New Character. Then followed up by Introducing New Character.
So I want to go back to Scott versus Hulkbuster here real quick. Because once again, Samurai has put in here that we each have different builds. We have him champed, all three of us. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out that 535 has 1,200... I don't know, 1,200 people that have the same build as me and like 160 people that have the same build as Craig and 90 people that have the same build as Ian. So,
well, is
96, thank you very much.
Is it the yellow power stupid sexy Flanders?
Nope, that's the other Scott.
Oh, I don't know what the yellow does.
This is the one that puts a countdown tile that if you match, I believe, team up tiles, it gives you red AP as well.
All right. I don't know. I just used the red power.
Yeah, that's why I have the red power at 5, and then I didn't care.
Yeah.
Sure. The blue is actually really nice, too.
Yeah, I don't know what 3 and 4 do, what yellow does at 3 versus 4, but yeah, I mean, Ray's build is correct. Called Shot is also a decent skill, and yellow is a throwaway kind of power that's helpful sometimes, but yeah. I'm not at all surprised at how correct Ray is and how wrong we are.
Sorry, I just pulled up the graphic and seeing that Samurai put the Blizzard to Strike as one of the images.
Yeah. That's the crash of the week, clearly.
Yeah.
It better not mess with my D2 remastered.
It shouldn't. That's a different company.
I was going to... Yeah. Oh, is it?
Vicarious Visions is the people putting out the D2.
Okay.
The remaster. So they
it's still being promoted and hosted on... Battle.net and...
I suppose as long as the people don't sabotage Battle.net, then sure.
Right.
Right. So does this mean, Craig, that our good friend is going to be fired and homeless?
I hope not. I reached out to him this week to ask him how he was doing. He said, yeah, right now it's a giant world of suckitude out there, but thanks for asking.
Okay.
But right now he did not show up in the Bill Cosby photo, so that's good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know the Bill Cosby photo yet.
No, but I can only assume there's a photo of... people at the company saying how awesome Bill Cosby is.
They had a special suite at BlizzCon with a giant portrait of Bill Cosby, and the quote unquote, frat boy culture executives would, try to take women back to that room and Bill Cosby them. And so the lead developer for Diablo 4 is unfortunately one of the people in that picture. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. I wasn't even expecting that to be on the thing. I was expecting the crash of the week. Craig, did you see that we lost one of the greatest minds of our time, a Mr. Ron Popeil?
Oh, no! Help me! Yeah.
Mr. Popeil! Yeah, he passed away today or yesterday.
Man, I thought you were going to talk about the basic guy from ZZ Top.
No, I did see that as well.
Hmm.
Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty Hill.
Yeah.
Man, Ron Popeil.
Yeah,
where are we not going to get a pocket fisherman? Huh. That's a shame.
I was going to say, I don't know how I'm going to continue to scramble eggs inside their shell, but...
Yeah. You could also have the big crash this week could have been the crash of the Big 12 falling apart as its two biggest schools are fleeing for the SEC.
Oh, I thought they were heading to the Big 10.
No. Oklahoma and Texas are moving to the SEC.
Okay.
The Big 10 might get Kansas State and Iowa State or something stupid, but...
Sweet.
Yeah. In your PvP land, it's between seasons. So you got the Black Vortex running now. That'll get you Star-Lord and Falcon America. Placement is Sandman with some Iceman shards. All right, if you're not Ian, did you get the Peggy costume from playing the rewards? Well, those trivia questions.
I certainly did. However, I think Ian did as well, so...
I didn't.
Oh, no?
I didn't. I don't know where the costume came from or what it is. So I wrote customer support because I am Ian, and I thought, I wish I had... some of these rewards for the clues. And for clue number one, they sent me 250 First Avenger Captain America shards and some hero points.
Yep.
For clue two, they sent me 400 Peggy shards and some hero points. For clue three, they sent me 400 Nick Fury shards and some hero points. And for clue four, they sent me 400 Peggy shards and 250 hero points.
You should have also gotten it for clue four, the new Peggy Carter What If costume.
Oh, I did not. But
yeah, if you answered all four questions, that you should have got a separate email.
Donkey T, check your junk mail because that's where mine went because it came from a different email than all the other rewards, and I had to go find it to click the link to get the costume.
That is, I heard that story as well.
Huh.
So maybe I'll Ian check your email as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one came from newsletter@d3go.com. So. It was
around.
A totally different email.
Okay. In news, hey, we got a new character.
Yeah, we did.
This is one that Ray shouted out.
Oh, I thought that was you. Might have been Ray.
No, I think it was Ray. He was talking about how he, gave up his eyeball for the wisdom.
Yep.
Right.
Now, hey, I just got to say before I read any of his powers to see if he's any good, because I haven't read any of them yet. Man, I do not like that art.
It's fine.
You see those advertisements for that, what's that really crappy mobile game? It's like, what is it called? League of something, or it's kind of like it looks like art from one of those like Clash of Clans types games. It looks too cartoony to me.
Mm.
Like it would be fine in the Raid Shadow Legends. There you go, Samurai. That's what I'm thinking about. Like, if it was like the Ultimate Universe, I could be okay with that Odin style in my regular Marvel Universe. No, thank you.
I hear you. I didn't love it either. I felt the same way about the new Kitty art, too.
Yeah.
I just didn't love it. There's something weird about that picture that's not sitting right with me. I feel like she looks like Peter Pan in a brunette wig.
I like it. All right, let's talk about the All-Father. He's a all five-star. Right, yellow, red, and blue. He's like a Captain America.
There's a lot of yellow, red, and blue.
Protector of the Nine Realms, passive. If an enemy would deal at least 1,441 damage, Odin jumps to the front, gets in front of Thing, then X-Force Deadpool jumps in front, and the game crashes. No, Odin jumps to the front, reduces that damage by 10% for each color of fortified tile on the board. If Odin's already in front, he then fortifies two random basic or friendly special tiles. Max level, enemy dealing at least 5,792 damage will cause Odin to come to the front. As you go up in level, he fortifies more tiles. At level 5, it's reducing damage by 20% for each color of fortified tiles. So if you can get all the colors fortified, you're taking no damage. So that's something.
Yeah.
Red, 7 red, the Spear of Heaven. Choose a basic tile, deal some damage, and that tile becomes a two-turn repeater tile that destroys 2 AP in the enemy's largest AP pool, including team-ups. Oh, not a color pool. That's nice. As you go up in level, it does more damage. It becomes a three-turn, or the repeater tile destroys 3 tiles at level 5, maxing out at 9,937 damage. Blue is called Odin's Blessing. This is a passive. At the start of the turn, if there are at least 4 colors of fortified tiles on the board, create a 3-turn blue countdown tile that each turn grants a burst of health to the lowest health ally. When it expires, create a random fortified strength tile of strength 124. Other allies gain 2 levels and all powers to a max of 5 for each of these tiles on the board. Going up in levels, it will create a countdown tile if there are at least 3 colors of fortified tiles, and at level 5, it's bursting max at 2380 health, and creating strength tiles of strength 680. So yeah, he really is all about fortifying tiles. That's his jam.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to remember, does Heimdall make fortified tiles? Would that
I don't know what Heimdall does.
Yeah, neither do I. Samurai says yes, so there you go. Seems a clear match, I think. Heimdall and Odin and
Thor. Yeah, clear to me, I'd have to see this play out for me to understand it.
He's not really going to work with Thor very well unless you can keep Thor up front, because he's going to be healing Thor and making him less useful.
Yeah, half Thor, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so much damage reduction if you can get those tiles out there. Let's just put him on the same team with Colossus and Scarlet Witch. It sounds fun.
Right. There you go.
Just every time you just take a turn, you just always heal, because you're never actually ever taking more than 1 point of damage ever. The cover store, the Almighty Odin cover store, runs the 29th to the 8th. Chance to get him there, increased chances in the 10x and 40x pools. The Odin Borson Limited Vault, running the 5th to the 10th, 40 items in there. One of those is a Gods and Ends Legendary Store token, and a lizard, and a bunch of random stuffo. In the Gods and Ends Legendary Store, 5th to the 10th, 15% chance to get Odin, God Emperor Doom, and Thanos the Mad Titan. That's a pretty serious thing there for 25 CP.
Yeah.
I might have to spend some 25 CPs. That's pretty good. Release debut, Lost in Time. He shows up in there in placement rewards. Introducing Odin, runs the 29th to the 5th. In Web Wonder, he will be a progression reward. In Krakadoom, from the 29th to the 2nd, he will be a placement reward, some shards there. And the All-Father Knows Best. All right, I like that title. The 1st to the 4th. That will reward you tokens to the Almighty Odin cover store. All-Father Knows Best. It's a good one. Yeah, that's what you got. New Odin.
Yeah, it seems pretty strong. I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, if you can get out those fortified tiles fast, you're not going to be ever taking any damage.
Right.
So I don't know which character would make those the quickest.
I don't know. I saw something about Black Panther and Shuri.
What if you had someone who put out special tiles, and then you've got, what's the guy who fortifies the special tiles, and if you match them away, you get to keep them?
Prowler.
Yeah. Because that way you'd get like special or fortified tiles like turn 2, assuming the other team has special tiles.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I got for news. You got any local news? Any news?
All the local news, no, but news? I did want to mention, so they did, I did see that they came out with that Creative Uncommons offer again. I didn't know that this was a apparently this is a repeated offer where you get one of every cover for all your two stars, as well as some hero points for like $10. So,
oh, that'd be good if you're starting out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic if you're starting out. Even if you need, you know, if you're looking to juice up all your three stars, you know, you get a bonus to all those two stars, and there's all the feeders, and for $10. If you're looking for a place to spend a little money, I think that's a solid deal.
Okie dokie.
Local news? I don't know. I did nothing this last weekend, so I sat at home and played video games. I haven't been paying attention to anything.
Did we lost Ian? Is he still with us?
Nope, I got distracted by looking for this. I finally found it. It took me a long time, and I just blundered across D3 Newsletter Go. And I'm going to try to click here to claim my prize.
Oh.
And get this new costume for Peggy.
Good.
Oh, there you go.
Other than, it didn't work. All it does is take me to the page. That's all it ever does.
Yeah, you submit another ticket.
Two in 1 week.
But first, you should do that later. Right now, you should tell me about the top three is.
The top three list. Oh, this was good. This was, at least for me, this was robust because this is something that I very much enjoy. And so, and I found it, even though it's very narrow, for me, it felt like a really broad category with lots of choices. And my list filled up quickly. This week, we are doing the top three Westerns. I've been fans of Westerns, that genre of movie, for quite some time. I was exposed to it at a relatively young age, with my father telling me that all men are genetically predisposed to enjoy Westerns, and that I would eventually one day come around to enjoying them as well. And I'm sad to say it's one of the many, one of the few things he was correct about. I love Westerns. And I find, you know, all their different subgenres to be entertaining. But we'll start with Ray.
No.
And then we'll move to Craig, and then we'll go on to me. Because I'll need some time to recover from Craig making me feel so frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So my number three, Westerns. And you're probably not going to like the way I organize these, but my number three is pretty, you know, it's pretty straightforward. I went with Young Guns. I really enjoy Young Guns. When I started listing them out, I was a little surprised that it went so high because it's a little silly. But man, I just really enjoy it. Like, I could rewatch that. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've rewatched it, a lot. That's Young Guns 2, because it has Christian Slater in it there, Samurai. But yes, Young Guns 2, not quite as good, but do definitely enjoy
still,
both.
Still
movies.
Solid.
Yeah. Still solid, yeah.
Yeah. But Regulators? Much, is that what you're better. Calling?
Regulators, what's yeah.
That? Regulators, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one had the Sheen brothers in it.
Yeah.
Had Emilio and Charlie. Or the Estevez brothers, I guess, is the more accurate.
Yeah. That's a good movie. I like that movie.
But yeah, that was good.
That's one of the few Westerns that I own on DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I can't believe that didn't make my list. But like I said, very big. And I very much like that. Young Guns, good franchise. Go ahead, Craig.
All right, everybody prepare yourself. Down. Because my list has a theme. And you're not going to like the theme.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But number three is The Three Amigos.
That's fair. That's a good movie. Would you say that I have a veritable plethora?
I would say you have a plethora. He's not. He's so famous, he's infamous. El Guapo.
That movie was... Yeah.
I love El Guapo.
10-year-old Ian found that movie transformative as far as comedy goes.
That movie's fantastic. Anyway, there you go. I love me some Three Amigos.
Solid. I support that fully.
Okay.
I feel like I know where you're going now.
All right.
But I can't figure out what the third movie on your list is.
Oh, I bet you won't.
Oh, I can, and it's terrible. That movie's terrible.
You wait
Craig.
For it, sucker! Wait till I get to educate all of our listeners on the glory of what my number one movie is.
I'm disgusted already. All right. I will. Let's do mine, because I enjoy mine. Oh, Perondiac, you can wait. It's not good. Like, at least two is hilarious on Craig's list. At least the one I'm envisioning in my head. So my number three is a little bit more recent, but it's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It is, have either of you seen this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like, it's not even, it's not one cohesive movie.
No.
But it's five, like, vignettes.
There's nothing cohesive about that movie.
Amazing. It's the Ballad of Buster Scruggs portion is good. The Liam Neeson portion is good. Tom Waits portion is solid gold. And, so good. Craig, I would highly recommend it. It's,
I never heard of it.
It's entirely disjointed. Like, just be prepared
It's super disjointed, but the level of talent and story writing in it are superb.
It's very entertaining. That scene that was just posted, where they're in the hangman's, whatever that's called, and the guy looks over and says, first time, huh?
that's worth a rewatch, but yeah, definitely. Ballad of Buster Scruggs, number 3. Ray, keep going with the good theme.
All right, well, here's where it gets a little weird. So, my number 2 is, I didn't want Clint Eastwood to just dominate my list.
I kept him off my list entirely because of my hatred for him.
Right. So, but I can't not give him one spot. So I have a whole list of Clint Eastwood Westerns that I thoroughly enjoy, but I figured I should just pick one as what is actually my number 2. And that, that one movie is Unforgiven.
Oh, interesting choice.
I really enjoy Unforgiven. Pale Rider gave it a good, a good run for its money, but...
Oh, man, I would have gone 2 Mules for Sister Sarah, but that's just me.
That is another one, but I mean, I've got just a whole list of Eastwood movies here, so...
For sure. Absolutely.
In any case, I really enjoy Clint Eastwood as whatever you want to call his... Gunman movies.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole Fistful of Dollars,
Few Dollars
Good, Bad,
More,
the Ugly.
High Plains Drifter. Yeah, Hang 'em High.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
It's just tons. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen none of those movies.
That's okay. You're missing out, but I'm not going to try to pitch them to you.
It's really weird that when I was going through the list, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly doesn't make my list. I didn't really enjoy that movie.
That's fair.
It's huge, but it's not one of them that I really liked, but.
Right. I won't go into too many more because I don't know what's left on Ray's list, even though I do know what's left on Ray's list. So I will go into it now because it just took me a minute to think about what was on everybody else's lists without seeing them. But I'm with you, Ray. There are so many, in that genre that are, I don't know. I mean, they're definitely heralded as some of the best, and some of them are, but they're not quite the movie caliber that I was expecting. Now, if you're doing something like The Treasure of Sierra Madre, that was fantastic. The Magnificent Seven was fantastic, but The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, not one of my, even top tenors.
I think Samurai is correct. It slows down too much.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Craig,
Well, you know what number 2 is.
I really want to blow up your. I want to blow up your spot, but I'm going to let you go and try to not blow up your spot.
You know number 2. It's and everyone has mentioned it on the forum here multiple times now. It's Blazing Saddles. It's your number 2 selection.
Tell us about Blazing Saddles. It is hilarious. It's some of Mel Brooks' finest works.
Yeah, I love all things Mel Brooks, and it's co-written by oh my god, I just forgot his name, Richard Pryor.
Oh. Yeah.
And just fantastic one-liners, not a movie you could get away with probably making nowadays.
Oh, no.
But
it's intentionally racist.
It is.
Right.
And it really hits the comedy parts.
It really does. Mel Brooks is
when the
fantastic.
Sheriff kidnaps himself, that makes me laugh every time. Because the Founds people don't know what to do.
I totally get it. To me, it doesn't. I mean, it's more of a comedy than a Western, but sure.
Follow the pattern here, Ray.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. My number
Candygram
2.
Candygram for Mongo. I'm Mongo. Or me Mongo, I think it is.
My number 2 is definitely going to bring the tone of this all down a little bit. But it is, in a surprise even to me, it's like the one thing my wife and I actually have in common.
Oh.
Is the love of this movie, and it's one of those things that we can watch really at any point in the movie, whenever it's on commercials or one of the paid channels, and it's Dances with Wolves. I love that film. I love Kevin Costner as an actor. I love Kevin Costner as a director. There is nothing about Dances with Wolves that I don't enjoy.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that it's, you know, Kevin Costner-esque long, so you get a whole story. I realize that, you know, the theme of the story and large portions of the story were stolen from A Man Called Horse, and I'm okay with that because I love Richard Harris.
Mm.
And I think that Dances with Wolves was just an overall better film.
It's a solid movie. You just got to set an afternoon aside.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of movie. I fully agree.
Sure.
But, Ray, you can go ahead. I'll let Craig go last because I feel confident that the number one is
one of the greatest movies you'll ever see.
Overlap here.
You're damn right.
What's that?
One of the greatest movies you'll ever see? My number one?
No, not your number one. Your number one is turd. Ray and I probably have the same number one, but Ray's first, so I'm going to let him go ahead first.
I don't think so, because with my number two being Clint Eastwood movies, right? And Settling on the Unforgiven, I have a similar situation in number one. There were two movies.
No, it is not something I knew. Go ahead.
This is a John Wayne film.
There were two movies that came out at almost the same time. There's a whole lot of crossover in the story. They're both about the same character. And I prefer one over the other, and most people prefer the one that I don't. So
right. That's fine.
My number one is Wyatt Earp / Tombstone, but I have to pick Wyatt Earp. I enjoy Wyatt Earp more than I enjoy Tombstone.
So let me tell you a quick story. I love Kevin Costner. I love everything about Kevin Costner. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Costner, I think, does a fantastic job in Wyatt Earp. It is, again, a long movie.
It is.
And Dennis Quaid does a fantastic doc. Like, it's just, yeah. I really, now, don't get me wrong, what's his name?
Val Kilmer.
In Tombstone. Yeah, Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer is also great, but it's entirely different. It's a different take.
It is. So, yeah, I come in the other half of this. Mine's Tombstone.
Sure.
That's my number one. That movie has, you know, it's not only my favorite Western, but if I had to list, like, top three favorite movies of all time, it would be on there. I mean, that movie is so excellent. I will try to keep it as G as possible. I was trying out a local gentleman's club where I live. It was an unpleasant experience, other than the fact that they were showing Tombstone on a TV in the club, and it was much preferable to the dancers in the club. That is how much I enjoyed
one of those,
Tombstone.
Huh? The guy is sitting there moving his head to the side so he can watch ESPN. I got it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was happening. Yeah, it really, it's every time I think of Val Kilmer, it's how I want to remember him.
Sure, I get that.
Yeah, my goodness, Tombstone is good. Wyatt Earp's also very good, and I will not fault you for that. But I will fault Craig for what he is about to claim is his number one favorite
Western. All right, people playing at
home. I still haven't got it.
Oh, come on, Ray.
You don't have it?
Get your Google ready. This is the one movie starring Kirk Douglas and Margaret.
Oh, God.
And the one, the only Governator.
Why?
This is a sweet, sweet movie known as The Villain, which is one of the greatest films you will ever sit down to watch. It is Kirk Douglas as the Coyote, Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Roadrunner, and it is fantastic. From start to finish, glorious.
Now, let's qualify that this movie is god-awful.
No.
However, it is so bad that it is actually entertaining.
And I was riding the horses, and they kept going faster and faster, so I kept going faster and faster. God, that's fantastic. Oh my God, Sam Raimi's on my side. Holy shnikes, I did not see that coming.
I didn't either, but I feel like, you know, it's like the Great Convergence. Every once a millennium, the planets align, and you're both wrong simultaneously.
I love that movie so much. Like, I had to search for, like, forever to find that on DVD years ago so I could subject my coworkers
to
watching The Villain.
Because it's awful.
I love that film. Arnold Schwarzenegger's character is called Handsome Stranger. Fantastic.
Acting-wise, this is Douglas's by far worst movie. Like,
so
it's the worst thing I've ever could imagine him being in.
But they do the whole bit. Like, you know, Arnold will drive right through a tunnel painted on the side of a mountain, and then Kirk Douglas runs into the wall. You know, it's the whole thing. It's fantastic.
That's how good the plot of the movie is. They literally took it from
the Coyote
Roadrunner cartoons. Yeah.
It's amazing. If you've never seen this film, go find it somewhere on the interwebs. Watch The Villain. You will not be disappointed.
You will be seriously disappointed.
Go watch The Ballad of Buster Scruggs instead. Please do not watch this movie.
So good.
It is. I do actually enjoy it from the aspect of like the one-liners and quotes from the movie. Like it is so bad that you can laugh at it.
There's a scene where he's trying to whistle for his horse.
Richie.
And he can't do it. But he does try to do one of the whistles where he like puts his two pinkies in the corner of his mouth. And it's just the horse's name is Whiskey. So he just ends up shouting, Whiskey! Is that a whistling?
Terrible. Did you guys have any honorable mentions?
My honorable mention was going to be Blazing Saddles because it didn't make my list because I do consider it more of a comedy. But it is, I mean, it had to be mentioned. So I'm glad that it was on somebody's list because Mongo, just pawn in Game of Life.
Love Mongo.
Mongo's amazing.
It's a funny movie. My honorable mentions were, again, extensive. I went kind of, for my honorable mentions, the same way Ray approached the whole list. I took them in large blocks of the Western genre. Like, if you're talking classic Westerns, High Noon is one of the finest ones out there. If you're talking, you know, slightly more recent, I loved Django and Hateful Eight.
Oh, sure.
I think The Quick and the Dead is a very underrated movie.
Eh.
And if you're talking, you know, relatively modern, have you seen Hostiles with Christian Bale?
I have not.
Fantastic. Have you seen Bone Tomahawk?
No. Nobody should watch Bone Tomahawk. That's
everyone should watch Bone Tomahawk. That movie is fantastic.
Just be warned that there's a scene in there that
yeah, it goes a little sideways in the middle.
Oh, it's like I can't even describe. Like,
yeah, don't describe it. Just let them enjoy experiencing that scene for the first
time.
It's
shockingly brutal and gruesome.
So many good Westerns out there. The remake of True Grit was very good. You are correct, Donkey Teeth. However, E.T. on the Atari 2600 was also a good game, and I don't know why they threw it all in a pit in the desert.
I'm sad that no one mentioned Old Yeller.
No.
It wasn't even near my list. I wouldn't know that.
I tell you what I am surprised that especially Craig.
Shane was good.
The Searchers?
Of course.
What's that?
Craig, you went for comedy, so I guess.
I did.
But nobody mentioned John Wayne in any way whatsoever.
I know, I'm surprised.
And that makes me happy.
No Duke movies.
I can't stand him.
Hmm.
So you want a hot take?
There's only one Wayne movie that I really, really enjoy, and it's a war movie, not a Flying Tigers. To me, is one of my favorite things ever to watch. I love that film.
I will qualify my statement with I really can't stand his westerns.
Hmm.
So,
but yeah, I will sit down to watch Flying Tigers anytime with John Wayne. But
what about John Wayne as Genghis Khan?
I don't know that I've ever seen.
Awesome casting. That's good stuff. All right. Well, that's a good list. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hit us up with some trivia then.
Oh, golly. So I did get some trivia moving forward. Let me think about what last week's trivia was. Last week.
I don't know, but that took forever. It's late.
What's that?
The movie talk. Yeah. It's almost 10.
That was a lot of Westerns. Right. Well, we started late. There's been a lot of chit-chat. We'll keep moving. Let's say the answer to last week's was paper football. Does that sound familiar?
Ooh, yeah. It was the game that Tony Stark
and Nebula and Iron Man playing that on the... Yeah, they're playing a little paper football. That's good.
She's really competitive.
Right. So I have abandoned my usual qualifiers for the trivia question. I now am going to ask ones that I was not surprised by and definitely knew the answers to, but just because I know the answers to them doesn't mean they're easy, I assume. They just happen to be things that I know, so I didn't want to be, overly selective. So this week, in the movie Infinity War, Peter Parker is on a field trip early on in the movie. Where was his class taking a field trip? That's it. I'll tell you next week.
Okie doke.
They're always on field trips, those kids.
They end up far from home. Yes. They end up all over the place on field trips, but this was I think maybe less extensive than
home. much closer to home.
This is probably near to home.
nearer.
I mean, there's two locations. Yeah. I can accept either one. They're both nearer to home. Anyway, that's trivia this week. I'll give you the answer next week.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Alrighty, this was not in the mailbag. However, I saw it on Reddit, and it was a follow-up to something I mentioned before, so I thought I'd mention it again. I own this username over on Reddit he had posted the team up for the Galactus event that I read off last time. So he replied with a tacking on to the Galactus post that he made before the event. He says he tried to get over 100 for the timers on the Galactus event. And I'm trying to post a picture. I don't know if it's going to post an image, kind of. So it turns out that the numbers go blank when you get them over 100 until they count back down to 99. So they still have a little skull on them, but where the numbers are, it's just blank when you get them over 100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that took, but wow. There was also speculation as to would it have caused like a memory fault if he'd have been able to get them over 255? Because, you know, really doubt it goes over like, you know, 2 bytes of data for that memory slot, but...
I'm surprised Colossus just didn't show up and throw somebody in the air.
That would take way too long, I would think. And you can't tell, right? You can't see the numbers, so... But in any case, I thought that was interesting. So, also, over on the Reddit, Dances with Weevils says, welcome to post-ISO, Ray. I've been here a while, but, yeah, thanks. He also says, I wanted to point out that Craig is sitting on an asset that is potentially worth 14,000 hero points to him. He has all the 1-stars rostered. If he just deleted one each time he needed a roster spot for the next 7 releases, he would save himself that hero points. He said ISO, but I think he means hero points.
He does.
I get the gotta catch them all attitude, but now you know the value of changing that attitude.
Nope.
Yeah, I actually found myself with something on the vine for the first time in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so low on hero points. Well, I didn't have any lizards at the start of Galactus, and then the 2 things I got from the Galactus tokens were Null and Morbius. So there were 3, I had, you know, less than 1,000 hero points, and 3 things that I needed to roster. So obviously I went with lizard first. And then I farmed enough hero points to put Morbius, and I've got like 8 more days left to roster Null.
Wow. Yeah, I'd hate to see one go to waste, but at the same time, I absolutely understand your picks.
Sure. Yep. I may actually cover Morbius someday.
Right.
I'm 7 years into the game. I have 0 champion 5-stars. Null was the easiest choice not to pick.
Right. Absolutely. The last thing in mailbag, Groose responded and said, nice guess on the new character, Ray. Thank you. He says, I've posted this years ago, but I think the developers added a neat piece of artwork, which I'm going to copy here in a second. As far as I'm aware, this image of Thanos is only visible in the game when his PvP event comes around, so it's not very often. And he compared it to the Nick Fury art, and I think the pose is way too similar to be an accident. I had not noticed, but yeah, Thanos and Nick Fury, they both got the same brooding pose.
And they like to stare at their left wrist.
Right, they're both in a throne of some variety. That's absurd.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, thought it was worth mentioning, so...
It's super interesting. The first thing I think of when I see that is... Do you remember a number of years ago when the Hall of Presidents at Disney World revealed the animatronic Trump?
And the Hillary Clinton Trump?
Clearly, they had already made a Hillary Clinton and they just threw a different wig on it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's clearly what's going on in this old Thanos picture.
So anyway, there you go. That's the listener comments this week. Thanks, as always, to Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
It's so horrifying. And I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
Just want to pump.
You up.
All right. Let's see what we're doing boosted character-wise.
It's the greatest wax statue of all time. You know it. I know it. The American people know it.
Dr. Doom is a boosted 3-star this week. He is summoning demons. Attack tiles will be boosted. And if you get his trap tiles to activate, they will.
God, sorry, I scrolled down and got horrified by that picture of Carol Channing.
Oh, sure. they will also be boosted. I don't know if I fully comprehended this, but I was also looking at Reddit today, and someone was saying that Dr. Doom's purple trap tiles count towards 4-star Gamora activating her insta-kill.
Really? Oh,
yep. Sure. They're special tiles. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. I thought that was a fun little tidbit that I learned today on the internet.
Nice.
The hood is boosted. His twin pistols will do more damage. And his, let's say, intimidation?
Yep.
Does he have that? Is that the one that countdowns count down quicker?
Yep.
Good for him. They won't count down any quicker, but they'll do a little bit more damage when you activate it. Magneto. Stronger protectiles, more damage from red, and more damage from blue when he swizzles around blue and red tiles. The Punisher. Yeah, more red damage. I'm trying to think what his other two. I think it's green.
He's blows got that up green some rocket tiles, launcher. But also, yeah,
he does a skosh of damage with his green. Also throws a Molotov cocktail at you with his black, which does some damage, I think. Star-Lord. The 3-1's similar to the 5-1. Is that the good stuff, bad stuff, and spaceship? Shoot you with my ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, ship right. Does more damage. That's good times. See what these 4-stars are all about. Oh my goodness, everybody's favorite 4-star. 4-star Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. When the strike tiles that come out of her photonic barrage are going to be stronger. When it counts down, the damage at the end is already huge. It's going to be even hugier. And if the colors are paired up correctly for her energy manipulation, the damage, the AoE that you do to your enemy will be increased. Oh yeah, apparently, again, as I learned last week, apparently her yellow buffs special tiles when it expires the countdown tile that it's meant to, so those boosts buffs will be stronger. Amadeus Cho, totally awesome Hulk, stronger green punch, a little more hot dog healing, and he frustrates people with math and does a tiny bit more damage.
I'm not getting this Luke Cage imagery.
I don't know. Sometimes at the bottom, it tells you who it is.
No.
But I don't know immediately. But Luke Cage is the next person on my list. Bigger protectiles from Defender. More damage from his hero for hire. And a truckload of damage from Fiddle Faddle. The person who was menacing Craig in the most recent crash. Misty. Apparently more damage from her green. More damage from her blue and better attack tiles from her blue, and stronger buffs and health bursts from her yellow. Oh, Rolk! I remember him. He seems nice. That green AoE is better at both levels, and that's about it. And Gamma Siphon is still fun to say.
Lisa needs praises.
Gamma Siphon? Let's see. This looks to be 5-star guys. Ghost Rider. I remember him. I don't know what his 5-star version does, but the Chain Whip does more damage, and Damnation does more damage. Looks like Jessica Jones doing some things here. Probably more damage, better strike tiles, more damage, and then those trap tiles that she makes with her blue are going to do an awesome amount of damage. The brand new Scarlet Witch, her green repeater deals more damage. Everything else is already too good to be boosted. And Yellow Jacket. What's that guy up to? Better healing, more damage, and more green damage. All right. Well, I don't know a ton about Yellow Jacket, but...
He's fantastic to use on those nodes where you're like, I have to use whales. Try Yellow Jacket first. If you got him covered. Because he can go invisible and just... He punches the living daylights out of people while he's invisible, so...
Nice. Well, there you go. Let's see what Samurai says about these. 5-star players will get a ton of use out of Jessica Jones. PvP players will see the same Wanda Colossus as this week, except this time it's Wanda boosted instead of Colossus. 4-star players, you can use up a lot of Captain Marvel and Rolk because they're both really good. Let's see what this says. But there might be some synergy between Luke Cage and Misty Knight, given their affinity for fortified tiles. Or you can just bypass Misty Knight altogether and throw Luke Cage in there with Carol and Rolk and just do truckloads of damage for fun. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
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 All right, let's head over to team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so I'm pretty sure that this also came from Deitches over on Reddit. I didn't put his name on it, but I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. It's a pretty straightforward team, but I got to try it out at some point. It is a 4-star team starring Blonde Widow, Gamora, and the Thing. What do these three people have in common? That's right, they can all stun people, and they all stun people in different colors. Blue for Gamora, black for Black Widow, and red for the Thing, all stun at various levels. So if you are facing a team that you're not quite sure how you're going to beat, and they're not immune to stun, because that'll really foul you up, but try this team out. It sounds very interesting. Stun lock the other team, and because all you have to do is black, blue, or red. There's going to be a black, blue, or red match somewhere all the time, right?
And then while they're stunned, you can finish them off with Enfilade and Defilade.
There you go. I'm not sure that's accurate, but sure. That
does not sound accurate. I may have just made it up.
So that's pretty much it. I don't think there's any more synergy to them than that, but I mean, three different stun powers that are use different APs? Come on, give it a try. See how it goes. Black Widow, I would definitely try at like a 5-3-5 to keep her stun as powerful as possible. Gamora, 3-5-5, I think is correct, because you're not going to be using her red. You're going to be using the Thing's red. So I have him at a 5-3-5 so that it maximizes the stun and damage that you'll be doing. So there you go. 4-star realm. I think it sounds like a pretty strong team. I haven't tried it out, but I may. Thanks as always to Unify.
Unify.
All
right, let's open some tokens.
Nice. See what I got here. I got some tokens. I got 20, but I'm going to open one. Good thing, because it's a domino, and I definitely needed it. Enter the fray.
Okay.
At least in my mind, that's not a character I have a lot of. I was right. That takes my domino up to a 4-1-2.
I've got 4. Right.
I have 7.
I'm going to go ahead.
Okay.
Number 1 is a 4-star melon. Number 2 is, God, that was a bad theme here, Jubilee. Staying with the X-Men theme, number 3 is Dazzler. Number 4 is Kardak. Sad times. Sad times. All right, Ray, open your 5 stars. All
right, we can open. Number 1 is a 4-star. That eyeball freaks me out. It's Lizard. R-Complex. Second one, another 4-star, Wiccan. Number 3 is Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Leveler.
Number 4 is a 5-star. Come on, Null. It is King in Black Null, Immortal Coil.
Nice. Was that the right flavor?
You know, I think it was. So I actually need to stop real quick and see where he's at. Yeah, that gives me enough to champ Null. So since Ronin is already champed and now I'm going to have Null champed, I'm done.
Great. Is that his purple?
Yes, that was his purple.
Nice. That is the exact cover I have dying on my vine.
Okay. Yeah, that puts him at a 5-4-4, which is strong enough for him to move on.
Huzzah.
All right,
there you go.
So you're caught up outside of Electro?
Yes, and I have absolutely zero Electro.
Okay. So once Ronan moves out and the next two people move in, who, Odin, Electro, and is that it?
Yeah, I think that's all we know for right now.
Yeah. Everything else will be a surprise.
Then I'll just be spending like mad. Until then, I think I'm going to be hoarding except for one a week.
Right? Nice.
Thanks then to this guy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
This guy.
And tell you about the Podcast Network.
The Podcast Network is the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can check out this and several other podcasts who are all work together to bring you the best in podcasting entertainment. Soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks, Ian. Anything else for the good of the order? Uh-oh, I appear to have lost my audio.
Nope, my excitement's getting too high.
Ray?
I think I'm good. I was reading Donkey Teeth's suggestion to try and get one cover for Electro it'll be required. That's actually a good suggestion. So, but not just yet. We'll try it later.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining in this week. Buzz Warriors 3, comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray, put them on one of the forums. We'll find him somewhere. You can click the Amazon banner, buy some stuff if you like, become a Patreon, that would be sweet, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some swag. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, you're built like a stick. Good night, everyone.
Bye. my friends.
Goodness.